January 30th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Once I told you, my messenger, that in the future the good would suffer along with the bad. Now I tell you that your president is calling upon my wrath with his unconscionable abortion policies. My justice must be satisfied. The scale of my justice must be balanced. Soon there will be no more time for stern warnings such as this one today. I remind you of Sodom and Gomorrah, where abortions were not legalized. Today, once again, I call for repentance on the part of the conscience of this nation. My soldiers of truth, while they mourn the loss of the last president, must make reparation for the errors of the current leader who unlawfully reigns over your nation. Remember, you still have a free will. No one can stop your prayers from the heart. Use your rosaries as the weapon of choice against the present-day evil. While my justice must be satisfied, your prayers can still mitigate my justice, as I am all mercy. Appeal to my mercy by prayer and sacrifice." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. "Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you.' So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, 'Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.' And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, 'By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not.' When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it." Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 6. "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus, himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.